This is the Tourism Brief, Episode 6.
Are you looking for some simple and logical business coaching tips and need advice that will help your tourism, travel, or destination company? Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism, one of the tourism industry's leading consultants and business coach, reveals strategies, tactics, and marketing solutions that will give you the results that you're looking for. So grab your notepad and pen as Manny Papadoulis and his guests reveal some great tourism business nuggets. The Tourism Brief understands the business of tourism. Now, here's your host, Manny Papadoulis.
Hi, and welcome to the Tourism Brief. I'm your host, Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism Consulting. And before we get started today, I'd just like to thank all those who have subscribed to the podcast. And again, it's been a fantastic result. And episode 4 seems to have been the best one so far. But we're now on to episode 6. But if you'd like to give us a rating and go to iTunes and maybe share the link for the podcast to your tourism associates and professionals, members, via your own Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn pages. As a way of saying thanks to this, I'd like to give you a copy of my book, Tourism Marketing Essentials, which is a 182 pages of content and information which will put your tourism business or destination company on the road to success by improving your marketing and increasing your profits. Now, the book is valued at $49. If you'd like to text your name and first name and email address to 0418-743-025. That's 0418-743-025. Via email, I'll send you a PDF of the book, Tourism Marketing Essentials. Okay, so what's on today's show? We're going to discuss the difference today between owned, earned, and paid media. What are they? How you use them effectively for your destination or tourism business. Tourism Tim Warren will be speaking about how to get more sales from your website and some other brilliant tourism nuggets. Don't miss Tim's today. It will be at the end of the podcast. Okay, so let's have a look at tourism marketing or even destination marketing. It used to be easy, or should I say, easier. You would spend a whole heap of cash on providing a service, printing a brochure, working the distribution chain, that's trade shows, consumer shows, agents for mills, and hey presto, you'd watch the leads and sales pour in from around Australia and the rest of the world. One year, my family enterprise, Feature Tours, turned over $7 million just following this proven and simple formula that was way back in 2000. However, that formula has changed and has been changing for some time now. Now, potential travellers, your future clients, they are bombarded with a ton of messages every day. The World Wide Web has transformed how the modern traveller and potential tourist shop and buy. Plus, there are all sorts of ways to block out the messages you're trying to get through. So yes, the old tourism rules don't do the job anymore, and if you stick with them, and you'll be currently going backwards. This is true whether you're a hotel, motel, attraction, visitor centre, airline, cruise operator, wholesaler, tour operator, destination management company, STO or RTO, or any other type of tourism business. In fact, if you're doing exactly as you were doing 3 years ago with your marketing, you're going to be going backwards. So now you have to get to your potential customers' attention through a whole range of different online tools, blogging, tweeting, social media, search engine optimization, and a bunch of new other wrangled strategies, as well as probably still using the trusted old brochure or advertising in travel trade journals. There are all these new methods and tactics, and they all seemed disconnected from each other. So you'll have this site for one thing, that site for another. You need this platform to do that thing and that program for the other thing. Suddenly there's 50 different things to do in 50 different places. None of them you're sure will work. Then out of the blue, if you think you've got it right and it's ticking along, Google comes along and changes the game like they did last December and everything changes. It seems, though, and I've had many operators come up to me, that these things take a rocket science or brain surgeon to figure out, plus an extra 80 hours a week and a ton of cash to do it all. All these things you don't have. So what do you do since you're just a tourism professional operator and you're not a rocket scientist? Well, one of the things you can do, and there's two things you can do. One, you can talk to the consultants at Icon Tourism who understand how daunting this brave new tourism marketing world can be. For starters, all of Icon Tourism consultants have come from the industry. Most have owned their own tourism businesses, and they understand the time constraints and dollar constraints when operating any form of tourism business. And they also understand all the new things that are happening today. The second thing you can do is listen to this podcast, Tourism Brief. Each week we're going to be bringing you new ideas and new clean and clear ways of thinking through and working out the challenging new ways of marketing your business on operating your tourism business. So let's get going with today's topic. You probably have heard the terms earned, owned, and paid media. But do you know exactly what they mean and how to use each of them in your tourism business? And if you haven't heard of the terms, don't worry about it because I'm going to explain it all to you now. Let's have a look at what they mean. Earned media. It's the publicity you gain when others advocate for your brand, whether it's a PR company or a travel journalist or someone else talking about you online. Essentially, it's the online or offline word of mouth. For example, if someone not associated with your company tweets about your brand or writes a review of your products or posts on Facebook or a travel journalist gives you a write-up in a local travel mag, that is earned media. Now, what's the pros with that? Well, the pro with that, when someone promotes you or your content through social sharing, it's essentially free publicity and it has a higher value amongst your audience. The con, on the other hand, is earned media via social sharing won't necessarily hit a target audience, and depending on how expansive the person's social network is, it may not even reach much of an audience at all. What is owned media? Well, owned media is your own content that you create, offline and online, including your brand or your tourism business's social channels, e.g. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, your website, your blog, email marketing and or newsletters, or your brochure. Typically, owned media audiences consist of your current customers and supporters, which means you need to nurture and engage them consistently. The pro for owned media, you have complete control over your own media, so you can call the shots. The con, though, although the platforms are free, time is money. It can take considerable time and effort to create quality content and engage with your community in meaningful ways. Also, it's costly in that if you're printing a brochure or advertising in newspaper, radio or TV, it can be very, very expensive. Paid media. Often considered to be the traditional advertising, paid media includes all display ads, search engine marketing, any Facebook ads, etc. The pro with pay media is it's great for mass marketing. You can blast your message out and ensure it's seen by a lot of people. Con, it's hard to grab a potential customer's attention when the market is also being flooded with other companies' ads. Just because people are seeing it, it doesn't mean they're paying attention. Also, compared to other medias, it is very, very, very expensive. So, what is the solution for you? I've got to tell you, there is no cookie-cut winning media strategy. But determining what works for you doesn't have to take an entire weekend worth of media training. Instead, today we'll give you some pros and cons, and you can decide the right mix for you. In thinking about what media strategy you'll choose, remember they don't always work the same across different companies or different sections of the tourism industry or even in different markets. You're going to have to work, test and try all these things out, and it's as much an art as it is a science. Often we make the mistake of thinking that we need all three strategies when it's actually better to be a master of a few elements from each one. Otherwise, you'll end up spreading yourself too thin and falling short. Have a look at Sean Blockage's website, the Margaret River Tour Company. He's successful because he's concentrated on owned media, that is social media, because he's had the time but little resources, cash resources, which spread into, and the success which has spread into earned media, and suddenly he's the number one tour wine experience in Australia, according to TripAdvisor. Okay, so to help decide what blend of marketing strategy for your individual businesses or destination organisation, consider the five steps. Okay, folks, this is when you take out your pen and paper. Have a think. Step one, think about exactly where your company is in its life cycle right now. If your business has already begun to gain traction, it might be time to take the next step and allocate money to paid media. If you're just starting out, it might make sense to redirect those marketing dollars towards your own media and to build your loyal customer base. Understand where your company is and where you want to go and choose accordingly. Okay, step two, make your own pros and con lists. One of the first things my old man taught me in running tours was to sit down and work out the good side of the tours, the bad side of the tours, and if it makes sense and there's more pros than cons, then you run the tour. Write down the positives and negatives for each type of strategy as it applies specifically to your company. For example, perhaps paid media will cost more, con, but you will get the added extra exposure you're lacking. That's a pro. Each type of media will also require dedicated resources, so make sure you evaluate those and include them on that list. Once you have your list, evaluate each channel based on how much the positive outweigh the negatives. Remember, your ideal scenario is probably a mix of all three, so use your pros and cons list to determine what percentage of your focus and resources you devote to each. Step three, and this is important, monitor your results. Using past data to drive future decisions is absolutely critical to creating the right marketing success. Check in with each type of media at the end of each month. And here's a little tip. Set down at a certain day and time of the month to check in, like 10 to 11 on the last Tuesday each month, and work out your statistics on all your media and your returns. If you do this in discipline like this, you're more likely to take the time to do the analysis. What is working and what's not? For example, if you're spending more time on bolstering your social channels, but it hasn't seemed to increase engagement, that's a red flag that you may need to rethink your strategy. Don't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Some people would consider that the definition of insanity, and we agree. Now, tourism Tim, when he speaks about anything he does in marketing, he's always looking at his ROI, return on investment. He looks at his statistics. When people come to Tim and say, my website is not working, he will say, well, what's your Google Analytics saying? And if they don't have any Google Analytics or don't know the stats of their website, that's the first thing you need to do. Okay, moving on. Step four, talking about the media. Be flexible and refine. Just because you've decided to focus on certain areas more than others doesn't mean that your plan is written in stone. The most successful entrepreneurs are in tune with what's going on in the market and can adapt accordingly. Don't be afraid to take calculated risks. For example, if you've never tried paid media, devote a set budget to AdWords as for a month. You can always tweak the plan at the end of the month if it's not working for you, and who knows, you might discover a fresh new pipeline of leads. Choosing the right marketing mix for your business may seem daunting at first, but if you look at it as an exciting new challenge, you'll find the wins more rewarding. The final thing on working out your marketing mix and your marketing strategy, think of your marketing strategy as a Rubik's Cube. There are many different facets and possible ways to solve it, but in order to arrive at the desired outcome, in this case, your successful, sustainable tourism business plan, you have to first be willing to try any number of combinations. One thing should remain constant, however. You should always have a clear set of business objectives throughout the process so you can measure whether your plan is helping you to achieve the results that you want. Okay, let's move on and have a listen to some valuable tips from Tourism Tim Warren.
Hey, it's Tourism Tim Warren here, calling in from wine country, beautiful Northern California. First, a big shout out to Manny. So good to see you back and excited to be doing the show with you again. So one of the biggest problems that I often hear from tourism professionals all over the world, maybe some just like you, is, and I get this question via email, I've had it on the phone, I've had it at trade shows, conferences I've spoken with, and it goes something like this. Hey, Tim, I've spent all this money and all this time with my webmaster getting this updated new site, and I'm not getting any leads or any sales. Can you relate to this? Well, I'm going to give you some tips on how to increase your leads and your sales on a website in a second, but I want to tell you first what the answer is not. The answer to getting more leads and sales in your tourism business is not having the most pretty site in the world. It's not having all the latest widgets, flash, even if it's a mobile-friendly responsive design, which is a good idea, and I'm going to give you some tips on that in another show. Even traffic is not the answer. Webmasters are technical people. We really need them to do the technical aspect of the websites. Designers are designers. We need them to help make things look pretty. And I love and work very closely with webmasters and designers. They're critical. But one thing they are not is marketing and salespeople. And they certainly do not understand the proven mental triggers that convert travel shoppers into buyers. So what is the answer to get your website generating more leads, generating more sales? The answer is to have a travel website that sells. So what do I mean, Tim, by that? What is a travel website that sells? So here's what I want you to do. Is I want you to search in Google or Bing or Yahoo, whatever you're using, the question is, what is the most trusted travel advertising and tourism, Tim? So what is the most trusted travel advertising and tourism, Tim? And you're going to find a blog post I did a while back that was based on a international famous study done by the Nielsen Company with I think over 34,000 responses from all over the world. And they wanted to find out, you know, what was the most trusted form of advertising, what did people look to that had helped them influence the decision. And one of the key things I talk about in that blog post is the importance of tapping into what I call social proof and these mental triggers that I'm talking about. I mean, these are psychological aspects that all human beings think about in their decision-making process, especially when they're going to buy something, when they're going to choose one tour operator over another, one destination over another, one lodge over another. Another place, that's the concept of social proof and mental triggers. And I'm going to give you a website that I want you to go to. It's one of my clients, and actually happens to be my brother, and how I actually got started in the adventure travel and tourism and marketing business, gosh, well over 20 years ago. The company's called BajaAirVentures.com. That's BajaAirVentures.com, BajaAirVentures.com. And on that homepage, I counted it yesterday, there are 14 examples of social proof. And social proof could be years in business, it could be testimonials, it could be awards, reviews, certifications, comments, videos from happy clients, media, and on and on. There's many, many that are proven to support those mental triggers and are the social proof that converts travel shoppers into buyers. So go look at BajaAirVentures.com and see if you can how many you can find examples of social proof. I see at least 14. There might even be more. So how can you add social proof to your site? Now, granted, you need to work with webmasters to make things work. You want to work with a designer so it's pretty, but you need to work with a tourism consultant that really understands those mental triggers, the psychology of selling travel that creates a website that sells. Someone like Manny, someone like me, and there are other people out there who understand this, who have studied it, whether they've studied it under Manny or me, or they've gotten my course. There is help out there, but it's really important you add that to your sales and marketing team to make sure that your marketing communication is empowered to convert shoppers and travel shoppers into buyers. And the last suggestion I want to get is you should go check out Tourism Marketing Success online course. Manny's going to have a link in this show, and I believe he said that you could SMS him, and he'll send you a link to access the course, and I think he might be throwing in some bonuses. But this will walk you step by step through this process of how you can leverage your social proof into your website, into your brochures, your advertising, your trade show stand, and many, many more, so that you stand out from the crowd, and most importantly, so that travel shoppers choose your destination, lodge, resort, travel consulting service, and on versus your competitors. And then when you get this advice, whether it's from Manny, myself, my course, my blog, Travel Business Success, there's some the article I just mentioned about the Nielsen study, share this with your webmaster, share this with your staff. The more you are all enrolled in understanding the psychology of selling travel and how you can utilize that to your advantage, I promise you, you will sell more, you'll make more money, you're actually going to even lower your marketing costs. So this is Tourism Tim signing off from Wine Country, Northern California. Thank you, Manny, and cheers to all of your success out there. Let us know how you're doing. We want to know. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tourism Tim, and that's some excellent tips there. And Tourism Tim Warren, based in the U.S., is one of the foremost digital and web tourism marketing experts in the world. He is a $10,000 a day man. If you want him to sit and work with you, it'll cost you around 10 grand. But he does have this brilliant tourism marketing success training videos and systems. And it's a fantastic course. I've had a look through it, and it's very, very good. If you want some more information on that course, then dial the following phone number and leave and follow the recording message. Leave your name and your email address. This number is 07-3106-8624. That's if you're in Australia, area code 07-3106-8624. And leave your first name and email address, and we will send you some information on Tourism Tim Warren's Tourism Marketing Success Systems. That's it for today's show. Tourism Tim will be back next week as well, and we had a few technical issues this week, so this podcast was late in coming out. It should have come out on Thursday. So our apologies for that. As Tim says, you know, technology is great when it works. We had a few issues. Hopefully we've overcome them all. If you want any further information on anything that we've spoken about today or any issues that you're finding in your tourism business, then email me direct at Manny, M-A-N-N-Y, at icontourism.com.au. That's Manny at icontourism.com.au. And look, we'd love to hear some of your feedback on the podcast. If you've got any ideas or if you've got any topics that you'd like us to cover in the near future, then please, again, email us, and we will endeavour to try and cover the courses as we cover some of the questions that you can give us now. Next week, the podcast will be out next Tuesday and next Thursday. Technology, if the technology doesn't backfire on us. But once again, thank you very much for listening to the Tourism Brief, episode 6.